I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between.
We are back for a very special episode of Reality Mums, and we are joined again by our very good friend, Justin Hill. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm all the way over in Miami talking to you. So the sun's literally setting outside my window right now.
Amazing. So you're obviously over in Miami for the Fan Fest, which is a huge event covering all things reality TV. Just before we talk about that, though, I need to acknowledge, I mean, I think we spoke to you maybe this time last year and we were saying this was the year of Justin. You've had such a huge year. And then you've trumped it again. I mean, I've said trumped. I see what I did there with the election. You're in Miami. But you've been going like gangbusters, viral moment after viral moment, and you've really just come off the back of the Wicked premiere. You've had some interviews that you did with Ariana and Cynthia go viral. You're being shared by the New York Post. You're being shared everywhere. How do you feel?
It's kind of wild. Like, firstly, the interview itself was, I walked out of it and I was like, that just felt like the most beautiful, magical moment I think I possibly, one of the highlights of my career, you know, my Hey You show probably being the other one that's like right up there. But like, so I was over the moon about the interview itself. And then I kind of knew that I maybe had a little bit of information that the fans would love, because that's how I'm like, you guys, I'm a fan of this stuff. So I research it like a fan. And so I kind of knew that like the question that I had asked Ariana in particular was about using her full legal name, which is Ariana Grande Butera. And so I kind of walked out of it feeling very quietly confident, and then to put it up and get the great reaction that it got. And like you said, it got picked up, you know, all over the world, which was wonderful. But then to have Ariana and Cynthia both share it to their stories, and John M. Chu as well, and the Wicked movie. And it was just crazy. So for about a week while the press tour was happening, I was like, oh my God, this is insane. And then as they kind of got to the end of the press tour, Cynthia then posted the interview on her timeline, and then Ariana shared it again to her stories, and it just blew up all over again. So I've been living off that for probably the last couple of weeks, and I think I still will for the next couple of weeks for sure.
I would live off it for months.
Yeah. When I say weeks, I think it will probably be months, possibly even a year. It's following me here to America. Like, people have been asking me about it, which has been wild. So,
that's fantastic. That's amazing. Have you been to Miami before?
No, this is my first time, and it's absolutely beautiful. I feel like I'm like Alexia walking down the streets. Like, honestly, you instantly, there's something about this city. It's like the beautiful Art Deco buildings, and the beach is right next door, and it's just stunning. Like, I can just see why they shoot A Real Housewives here, because everyone on the street looks like they belong on TV.
That's amazing. Catherine has mentioned that you're over there with Hey You for like a reality TV fan fest.
Yes.
Now, what do the next few days hold for you?
Well, look, it's going to be absolutely wild. We've got a few exciting things coming up that I know, Hey You, have got a few surprises for us that are coming up in the next couple of days. But FanFest is on Sunday, and that is like just a huge big day of us going and seeing like a lot of the reality TV stars from Housewives, Below Deck, like Married to Medicine. There's a lot of them. They're all here, and they're going to be doing panels and like meeting people. So we are here just to have a great time and do that. But before we do that, we're also going to watch an episode of Watch What Happens Live be filmed. So they've actually brought the set here to Miami, and they've basically reconstructed it. And Andy, I think, is shooting maybe three episodes here, and he has housewife guests on and stuff like that. So he's doing a couple of those. So we get to go to that as well. But I have a crazy story for you. Do you want to know something that literally just happened like half an hour ago?
Yes.
We were down at the pool, and obviously the housewives are in town. We saw some of them like filming something over at one of the cabanas, and we were like, oh my goodness, it's so exciting. There's some housewives over there. And then all of a sudden I locked eyes with one of the guys that with them, and I was like, oh my God, I know you. And he just screamed, and cut to like 5 minutes later, Wendy and Mia from Potomac are like handing us shots and yelling out, Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. And so we are standing there in the middle of the pool at the hotel. Everyone is looking at us because there's Real Housewives of Potomac, all of their people with them. They're in the middle. We're all having shots. It was absolutely wild. It was like the TV cameras should have been filming it. It was insane. And it literally happened like 30 minutes before I came to do this podcast with you. It's great.
Oh my God.
Exciting.
Yeah.
That's great.
When in Miami.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's the thing. You go to these sorts of events and you never know what's going to happen. And because you're there, like it's going to be just a hive of activity, I guess, for the next couple of days.
Yeah. And I think that like because a lot of the housewives and the reality stars below deck, there's so many other shows that are doing it as well. Because they're in town, the chances of bumping into them or like, you know, everyone's going to like the hot spots for dinner and that's where we're going with Hey You. So like crossing paths, I feel like that's not going to be the first time that's going to happen this weekend.
No. Now, there was a fan fest recently over in London and there was a huge announcement. So we've got Real Housewives of London is about to start production. I think they're going to start. Do you think we're going to see some big announcements here in Miami? I mean, this fan fest, this concept of fan fest is quite new. So, you know, we don't know what to expect. Is there anything that you can get us, you know, in on? Any tea, anything?
I think it makes sense to make these announcements at these events because, like, I mean, I had no idea that they were going to announce that Hey You original, you know, the Real Housewives of London. But the thing is you've got such a captive audience. You've got people there who this is their thing. Like, I mean, we flew 20 hours to get here from Sydney. You know, we're here because we love it. And so it makes sense to do announcements when you've got a captive audience like that. And, you know, there are so many housewives that are going to be here. Like one of my favorites at the moment is the new Roni. And I love the new New York girls. And Erin's going to be here. She literally just announced that she is expecting. I think that there's going to be a lot of buzz around these housewives. And I think that we will likely see maybe some like new seasons, some renewals. I don't know. It would be so cool to see something new like what we got in London as well, but who knows?
That's so exciting. So this year, these events are kind of replacing what would be BravoCon normally. Hmm. We'll be seeing you at BravoCon next year.
I would kill to be there, honestly. Do you know, the only thing I'm disappointed about, though, is that I love the fact that it was in New York because New York is my favourite city in the world. Now it's in Vegas. That's fine. I mean, I'll go. But, like, I mean, listen to me. I'll go. I would love to go. But, like, I was also thinking it's a great holiday destination as well, so maybe I could roll both in. But the thing about having it in Vegas, party central, I mean, I tell you what, if you're going to bump into a housewife out in the town, it's going to be while that event is on in Vegas for sure.
Yeah. Well, 100%, I don't plan on having any more children. So fingers crossed, I'll be there.
Listen, if you need a babysitter, do not ask me.
Because you know you'll also be there.
I'll be there.
That, Justin, it's okay. Don't ask me either. Okay, I know you're not going to look after my kid. You've got enough going on with your own. Look, it's been great to chat. 2026, what do you think? What are you thinking for you? What's in the world of Justin next year? Do you even know
for,
yet?
For 2025?
I'm thinking a year ahead, 2030. This is my brain. Listen, you and I were DMing at 3 o'clock this morning.
I know. And I was like, what are you doing awake? I was like, and you were like, kids, man, kids. I was like, can't relate. Look, I think it's probably time that Justin Hill got his own reality show. I think that's what I'm manifesting for 2025, you know. I've got some fun stuff coming out of Miami that I hope you guys really like. And I think, yeah, maybe next year's the year. I mean, that's what I would love to do. It's so much fun. I also do think that, like, there are so many interesting people in Australia that could potentially do reality shows. And the fact that we're now getting a Real Housewives of London as a, you know, Hey You original, then who knows what else could happen around the world? Like, there could be some really exciting stuff. So watch your screens because I could be coming to them very soon. Actually, maybe sooner rather than later. I'll leave you with that.
I love Perfect. That.
Thank you for joining us. We will talk to you soon and we will watch your socials like crazy, setting the alarms.
It's going to be an absolute wild ride. I would definitely post. You might even get some DMs at 3 o'clock in the morning from me again.
Well, I'll be there. I'll reply.
Yeah, okay. Deal.
I'll be
Right,
sleeping.
thanks, Sam.
Thank you both.
Bye,
It's so
Sam.
nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Take
Okay.
care. Have fun.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.